Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Aruch and Daf Gimel, Aruch and 3. And we're continuing our discussion in the Gemara, where since the language of the Mishnah was Hakol Ma'arichin, therefore our Gemara is bringing other examples where we use this expression of Hakol. And the word Hakol means everyone, and the Gemara wants to see what is Hakol, everyone, come to include. So our Gemara gives an example from the reading of the Megillah. Says our Gemara on the bottom line of Beis Amabeis, Hakol Chayavin B'mikra Megillah, everybody is obligated to read the Megillah on Purim. And so we learned in the Mishnah in Megillah 19b, Hakol K'sherin L'kros Es HaMegillah, everybody is obligated to read, everybody is kosher to read the Megillah and to include others in their obligation. And so it says our Gemara, Hakol Asuye Mai, what is the word Hakol coming to include? What is this expression of Hakol coming to exclude? And says our Gemara, Asuye Nashim, it comes to include women. And meaning to say, women are also kosher to read the Megillah. Says the Gemara, could Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, this follows this position of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, because what did Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi teach? Nashim Chayavos B'mikra Megillah Sha'af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes, that women are obligated in the reading of the Megillah, for they too were involved in the miracle. So Rashi's expression here is very important. Rashi writes, what does it mean to include women? La'asuyei nashim, that also women are included in this expression of Hakol. Shechayavos b'mikras Megillah. Rashi says that women are obligated in the reading of the Megillah. Uksheros l'krosa Uahutzi Zechara Midechovas, and Rashi says they are kosher to read it and to also fulfill the obligation for men. So therefore, according to Rashi, the women are not only able to read the Megillah for themselves, they're also able to fulfill the obligation on behalf of men. Comes along Tosos, and Tosos says, no, that's not the case. Tosos doesn't say that Rashi is wrong, but Tosos says that if we cite the earlier position of Baal Halachos Gedolos, the Gaonic source, which was attributed to two people in those days, either Rabbi Yehudai Gaon or Rabbi Shimon Kayara, and so in the Baal Halachos Gedolos said, not like Rashi, and Baal Halachos Gedolos came several centuries before Rashi, and Rashi did not rule like the Baal Halachos Gedolos, but the Baal Halachos Gedolos says that's not the case. And Baal Halachos Gedolos cites a Tosefta, which some say was a Braisa, and according to this Tosefta, it says that Nashim are Potter Mikrias Megillah. According to this Tosefta that the Baal Halachos Gedolos cites, says women are exempt from the reading of the Megillah. And so therefore, the Halachos Gedolos adds on, however, that they are obligated bishmia, they're obligated to hear it, because hakoayu besafek rahashmin uharigo ave, because all of the people, including the women, were involved in the possibility that they would be destroyed. And therefore, the Baal Halachos Gedolos rules that Rabbi Yeshua v'mechanesh kol anshei beiso v'karof neim, that Rabbi Yeshua used to gather everybody from his house, including the women, and read the Megillah before them. And Rabbi Yonah, the father of Rabbi Nachum, hayimiskavin l'krosel v'nei nashim sheba beiso, that he used to intend specifically to read the Megillah in front of all the women of his house, and everybody v'hakol chayavim bishmi, and everybody was obligated to hear it. That is how the Halachos Gedolos rules. And so therefore, Tosfos says that therefore, what do we rule here? Ein hanashim motzien el hanashim, that women can fulfill the obligation for other women, but not for men. So we see a dispute between Rashi and Tosfos about whether or not women can fulfill the obligation either for men, for other men, or perhaps only for women. And Rashi's position is not only Rashi's position, but also it's really the regnant position in Ashkenaz at that time, because so too Rabbeinu Gershom writes that Rabbeinu Gershom, who was in Ashkenaz in the 11th century, also after Baal Halachos Gedolos, and he writes that everybody was obligated in a mitzvah is able to fulfill it on behalf of others. And so therefore, both Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi are ruling that women are able to fulfill the obligation on behalf of men. Rashi, what's the reason why we say Afein Ayuba Oso Ane? So here too we see a fundamental dispute between Rashi and the Baal Halachos Gedolos, that Rashi and the Rashbam. The Rashi says that on women also Haman wanted to kill. Afa Anashim Gazer Haman Ashmida. And that's what Rashi writes in Gemara and Megillah. That since Haman wanted to also destroy the women, therefore the women couldn't read the Megillah also on behalf of men. However, Rashi's grandson, Rashbam, in his commentary to Pesachim, writes, no, not that women were also tempted to be killed by Haman, but also that women were the ones who made the miracle, because the miracle happened as a result of Esther. And so therefore, that's how Rashbam rules. And so the Sfas Emes suggests that Tosfos comes along and challenges Rashbam there. And Tosfos says that the expression Afino you bozo nis doesn't imply that they were the ones who caused the miracle. It implies that they were the ones who were saved by the miracle. So therefore the Sfas Emes comes along and says that this dispute between Rashi and the Rashbam is perhaps connected to the same dispute between Rashi and the Bahag. That according to the Rashbam, the women were really not in as much danger as the men, and so therefore, since they weren't in as much danger as the men, therefore their obligation is less. They're obligated to hear it, but not to read it. Whereas according to Rashi, no, the obligation was the same, that Haman wanted to kill both of them. And so therefore the obligation is equal. And so therefore, according to Rashi, women are certainly able to fulfill the obligation on behalf of men. Whereas according to Tosfos, women are only able to read the Megillah for other women, but not for other men.